Jury selection is underway today in Las Vegas in the federal trial of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and his sons. Now, you might remember the Bundy sons were acquitted last year in a completely separate case in which they were accused of preventing federal workers from accessing land at that wildlife refuge in Oregon. Today's case in Las Vegas is about the standoff 2 years earlier in 2014 when the elder Bundy and his sons led a standoff against federal agents who were trying to round up their cattle after Bundy refused to pay the grazing fees on federal lands. In this YouTube footage from 2014, you can hear some of the hundreds of people gathered at the site to protest in support of Bundy, many heavily armed. On the other side of the gate are federal officers and the cattle.
You're going to have to arrest us all or shoot us all!
Well, shortly after, the federal agent let the Bundys have their cattle, and you can hear the crowd's response. The yells there to the federal agents of go home. So what happened? Well, earlier this year, Nevada Judge Gloria Navarro said Cliven Bundy had to wait to go on trial on several charges from that day until after the retrial of four of his co-defendants. In August, two of them were acquitted. Jurors couldn't reach a verdict on the other two. Well, reporter Sadie Babbitts will be covering the trial that is now taking place in Las Vegas. And Sadie, we're hearing jury selection has been hard. This is, after all, Las Vegas. The case is about an armed standoff. It involves guns. And some of the jurors were close to that terrible massacre in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. So jury selection continues today. It's expected to wrap up by the end of the week. They're going to be selecting 12 jurors and four alternates. And the jury pool is rather large. About 60 people have been summoned each day. This began on Monday. And this trial was actually supposed to begin early last month. But because of the mass shooting in Las Vegas, the defense pushed for the trial to be postponed until late October. The defense doesn't want a jury to be prejudiced about firearms. And so defense attorneys have been working pretty hard to keep the Bundys separate in the public eye from the gun violence that's happened since the standoff in 2014 in Nevada.
Well, and we understand some jurors tearing up when asked about how they feel about guns. One woman was at the Mandalay Bay Resort, felt she couldn't handle this case. And the Bundys are able to ask questions of the potential jurors, so that's been very dramatic. But take us back to when this took place in Bunkerville, Nevada. Cliven Bundy is sort of the poster man for grazing rights, a long history of not paying the fees or getting permits for his cattle on federal lands. He's racked up millions of dollars. He called in armed supporters to support him when the federal agents came to take the cattle. Tell us more about his reasoning.
So that's right. You know, there's been a lot of litigation over the years to get Cliven Bundy to pay for those grazing fees to the Bureau of Land Management or remove his cattle, and Bundy has refused. Now, most ranchers will pay these grazing fees, which are below market value, and move on, but not Bundy. Now, I spoke with Charles Wilkinson. He's a distinguished law professor at the University of Colorado in Boulder and an expert on public land law.
He's the last vestige of the real old-time setting in the mud Western ranchers.
Wilkinson says Cliven Bundy believes that the government has no right to require him to pay a fee or a permit. Cliven Bundy has said all along, this really hasn't been about these grazing fees. This is about state sovereignty and who has access and control of public lands. Really comes down to constitutional freedoms for him and the fact that, you know, the Bundy family has said that their ancestors were some of the first Mormon settlers of Bunkerville, Nevada back in 1877, and they have a right and authority to be on this land and graze their cattle. Now, the federal government, let's be clear here, they have the authority to manage these public lands, and this is something that the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld.
Yeah. Well, and we remember that the Bureau of Land Management decided to let the Bundys have their cattle on that day. You can see footage. No one arrested then, no shots ever fired. But then Cliven Bundy actually arrested in 2016, going forward again to the event where his sons took over the wildlife refuge. And they were acquitted in that case. Now they're all on trial in this 2014 event, the cattle standoff. We understand 85% of the land is controlled by federal government in Nevada, where this is taking place. Big issue there. What exactly are the charges against Cliven Bundy?
Yeah, so public land obviously is a huge part of Nevada, and Bundy is facing a number of charges, including assault on a federal law enforcement officer, using and carrying a firearm in relation to a crime of violence, obstruction of administration of justice, and interference with commerce by extortion. He could face many, many years behind bars and thousands of dollars in fines.
Sadie Babbitts is a Ted Scripps Environmental Journalism Fellow at the University of Colorado in Boulder, researching and reporting on tensions over public lands in the West. She will be front and center at the Bundy trial as it gets underway. Sadie, thank you.
You're very welcome.